Finally this hour, country music passed down from father to son. Waylon Jennings was a stalwart of the outlaw country movement of the 1970s. He bucked the Nashville conventions with a tougher sound and attitude. Jennings died in 2002, but his son Shooter has carried on his father's legacy. He's just released a collection of recordings that he made with his dad in the mid-90s, the last recordings ever by Waylon Jennings. Meredith Oakes has this review of Waylon Forever.
I've always thought of Waylon Jennings as something of a ghost. The man famously escaped death in 1959 when he gave up his seat on the plane that killed Buddy Holly, Richie Valens, and the Big Bopper. That night haunted Jennings for the rest of his life, and indeed his voice possessed a haunted quality. Inside this CD, Waylon Forever, is a photo booth snap of Waylon with Buddy Holly, a reminder that his career, his contribution to outlaw country music, and even his son Shooter all happened on borrowed time. We know the story, how the wheel goes round. Don't let them take you to the man downtown. They got them all in the jailhouse, baby. Yeah. They live in all like this. They live in all like this. Can I? In 1995, Waylon and Shooter Jennings began recording these tracks, revisiting some of Waylon's hits along with a handful of covers. Shooter was 16 at the time, no doubt inspired by his legendary dad, to whom he bears an uncanny resemblance. But Waylon also found inspiration in the music that was influencing his son as he embarked on his own career. So not only is this Waylon's last CD, in a way, it's also Shooter's first. More than a decade after leaving the project unfinished, Shooter brought the tracks to his band, the 357s, whose tough-edged playing reinvigorate Waylon classics like this one.
When her hair was jet black and her name was Bodine, Lord, she was a cream of the Basin Street Queen. Smoky wine dream, tired of being lonesome on me and me.
This CD, Waylon Forever, honors the outlaw legacy of Waylon Jennings. And with howling steel guitar and plenty of spooky reverb on the vocals, these songs do not let you forget that Waylon really is a ghost now. Shooter and his band complete this project with the right combination of Southern rock with a Black Sabbath chaser. Waylon, who loved all kinds of music, would no doubt approve.
The CD is called Waylon Forever. Our reviewer, Meredith Oakes, is a talk show host and DJ with Sirius Satellite Radio.
You're listening to All Things Considered from NPR News.